Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Good morning and welcome to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issue is the name of the show. Thanks for joining us here on AFR. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Walker Wildman is got a very important phone conference he's on.
I heard him in his office ordering pizza or
well,
something.
Well, that must have been the very important phone conference.
No, he's got a conference call.
He said he had decisions to make, so maybe it's, maybe it's pepperoni and
sausage.
I don't know.
That's a tough call.
But it is.
No, he's got a conference call.
Yeah, he does. He has business to attend to, but he will be here at 10:30 Central Time on AFR. And Chris Woodward from AFR News is filling in for Fred Jackson.
Yes, I too like pizza.
Fred's at home. Fred, do you?
He's actually at home. He is visiting Canada.
Real home, mm-hmm. Not home here. He's
with home
in Canada.
Land, where,
homeland of Canada.
Went to go visit his mom.
His mom.
Mom. Is that what he calls her?
Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of little things that Fred does differently than he'll say, so-and-so went to hospital.
Yeah. And there's
no thee there. We always
You've
say.
You've picked up on that?
I have, yeah. No, he went to the hospital.
He goes to university.
Yeah.
Things like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's cold up there. They probably try to conserve as much energy as possible, so they'll have to leave some words out.
All right. Hey, we have some visitors stopping by. I want to ask them to speak on the radio. But from Fort Smith, is that what y'all said? Fort Smith, Arkansas, and traveling to North Carolina. They decided to stop here in Tupelo. And
on purpose.
And say, yeah, on purpose.
They didn't get like, stuck on the side of the road.
Well, y'all's family is the ROWE, the Rowe family from Fort Smith, Arkansas. So if the tax collector from that county is looking for the Rose, they hadn't paid their taxes, they'll be back. And when do y'all be back?
A couple years.
Just leave the notice on the door.
That's a good vacation there.
Anyway, a beautiful family, three boys, and good to have y'all with us here watching in studio this morning on American Family Radio. We don't charge for you to watch the show.
Although we could.
In studio.
We'd have a packed house. Let me like those shows, you know, during the day where they have a studio audience.
Oh, yeah. Applause.
Yeah. Get a good applause line.
All right. Much to talk about. I'll do Walker's job and tell you, you can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues on Facebook or YouTube. Also, I sent Walker my pictures from my iPhone from our visit. Well, it wasn't ours. It was mine. It was my visit to the White House on Monday night for the dinner for evangelical leaders. And I'm going to talk about that now. At 10:30, by the way, we're Central Time, so folks listening in other time zones are going, what do you mean, 10:30? Well, adjust your time.
Yes.
10:30, it's 10:08 here Central Time on American Family Radio. So at the bottom of the hour, how about that, I will be, we will be taking Facebook questions.
So we did this last week.
We did this last week. It was wildly popular.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Huh? I think we broke the internet.
Yeah.
Or something.
30, 40 people participating.
Oh, I think it went over 50.
Yeah.
Asking questions of us.
That actually went well.
Yeah,
yeah, so that's good questions.
Ask whatever questions you want of us on Facebook at 10:30. Okay, you can do that. So get ready for that. And we'll answer as many questions as we can till the top of the hour. And Abraham Hamilton III will be here in a few minutes as well.
And when we can't answer a question, we just pitch it
defer to Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Chris.
Chris, that's right. Chris is a smart guy.
I just want you to know, Chris, you're getting paid a lot per word this half hour.
Yes. Make words great again.
Make words great again.
You've seven words already.
You will
eight,
be,
nine, ten.
You will be seven, pleasantly surprised 13. By the size of my vernacular.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, I did go to the White House on Monday night. Let me tell you how everybody's asking me about this. And If this kind of thing bores you, then you're not going to be interested in the next few minutes.
But, however, This is also going to be accompanied with pictures on our Facebook page, right? So people can.
Yeah.
So,
well, I don't know how to do that, but Walker does. So I sent him my pictures from my phone, and he put them on Facebook.
Right.
So if you want to see my pictures from Monday night at the visit to the White House, I took about 8 or 10, but I think he put 6 or 7 up there, pictures and or videos.
Right.
They're on the Facebook page. They're on the Facebook page. So Today's Issues Facebook, you can go there now and look at my pictures. Those are my pictures from my iPhone, except for a couple of them. There's a story off the Fox News website about the event. That's, if you scroll down on our Facebook page, Walker put that up yesterday. So you can see the president shaking hands with folks, and then you can see a man that's bald standing behind him. Well, relatively bald. Would you say I'm?
You're not.
Kind of completely.
Yeah.
But on the top.
Right. You cut it short on top.
Yeah, do I ever. So, and not by choice, you know, it was by genetics. But anyway, you can see me there standing behind the president. I got this call about a month ago from a friend of mine who works in the White House. Mm-hmm. And not at a senior level or cabinet level or anything like that, but he does work in the White House.
We're not saying he's high up, but his first name is Rudy.
Well,
his last name is Giuliani.
He was, no, it wasn't Rudy Giuliani, but it's somebody else who works in the White House, works with Christian ministries.
Right.
And the, like the outreach to the Christian community from the White House, which, by the way, it's nice to have one.
Yes, yes, it is.
For a change. so he said, hey, you need to be a part of this dinner, because only 100 Christian leaders are going to be invited, and you need to be on this list. So I was honored.
Well, you said, first of all, I got to pray about it, and then you said,
right,
2 seconds later, no, yes.
Yeah, I thought I think the Lord spoke to me clearly in that moment.
That's right.
Anyway, he said, all you need to do is send me $1,000 to my personal checking account, and I'll make sure you get in. I thought that was a little unethical.
Yeah.
But I did it because I wanted to get into the White House.
It's a swamp.
So you have to make a choice. Yeah, right. You have to make a choice. No, I didn't pay anything. It was an invitation, quite frankly, based on the influence that American Family Association, American Family Radio has, or our reach, I guess you could say, to the end of the Christian community.
Right.
Which...
And the efforts of our supporters.
Absolutely.
Who call Congress, members of Congress, all that kind of stuff.
So I just say that to say, when we were invited, because the White House understands that we speak to a lot of people, mm-hmm. Many of them who support the president and are thankful for his policies and follow politics and so forth very closely. And it's a tribute to my dad, Don Wildman,
right.
who started this ministry 40 years ago. Who, by the way, there's a picture of him in our lobby shaking the hand of President Reagan.
Right.
So, anyway, I thought I'd never be able to be equal to my dad, but I'm about to have a picture of me shaking President Trump's hand.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. Hey.
Now, they take regular pictures of that?
No, you can get? What happened was, I keep digressing, which is rare for me.
I'm interviewing you,
that's probably the best thing to do. Well, I got this invitation, so I said yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And spouses weren't invited because they didn't have room for everybody. Right. If they're going to have 100, the room was not big enough for more than where it was. So it was 100 Christian leaders. And so I said yes. So I got there. You know, they gave me the instructions where mm-hmm. to meet, you know. So I met, I came to the White House, the entrance they told me to go to. And when I got there, there were a lot of other people that you would know mm-hmm. who were standing around.
I saw a picture of you shaking Franklin Graham's
hand. Got to talk to Franklin Graham. Very nice guy. I had not met him personally. We've interviewed him on the radio before.
Many times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very, very nice guy. And in fact, we're standing, this is before the dinner, so we're standing around in the blue room of the White House, which is the oval room you see that protrudes.
Yeah.
From the White House mm-hmm. on the South Lawn.
Because you sent a picture of that as well.
Yeah, I'm in that room. I'm in that room, and It's Franklin Graham standing there by himself. I think he was talking to some lady, but I went up and interrupted him.
Yeah.
And just forced it. So she walked away. I felt bad there for about 5 seconds. But
nobody, people, our listeners don't ever know that you're tongue-in-cheek with a lot of this stuff.
They don't? How long have they been listening?
Obviously not closely enough. Yeah.
Okay, so, no, I wasn't. I did walk up to Franklin Graham because I wanted to say hello to him. And so I woke up and he goes, we get to talking about the Cove because we had been there and his radio station there in North Carolina and everything, just carrying on a casual conversation. And so the one of the servants, if that's what you call them, servers. They're bringing up hors d'oeuvres, right? Have you ever seen how you spell hors d'oeuvres, by the way?
Yeah, or d'oeuvres.
Yeah, kinda. I know, it's wrong.
That's what the Three Stooges used to call it.
Hors d'oeuvres. They bring up these little tiny...
Pigs in a blanket, that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little tiny biscuit. A little tiny biscuit with marmalade and ham, I guess it goes. So I said, Franklin Graham said, take one of those. So I got one of those, and I said, what is that, honey? And he said, no, I think it's marmalade.
Wow.
Or something like that. So that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Not great deep spiritual things.
Not the decay of the country or anything.
No, but marmalade, we're talking about marmalade on biscuits. But anyway, he goes, so I said, man, that is great. He goes, hey, don't throw away that napkin, by the way. Because I got a napkin.
Yeah.
I said, well, what are you talking about? He goes, that's linen.
A
linen napkin. So I put it in my pocket. Why are you laughing?
Because it's like the Beverly Hillbillies or something.
That's
what I would do. Does it have the White House on it?
Huh?
Does it have like the White House on it or something?
No, I don't think so. I didn't steal a napkin from dinner.
Technically, it's yours.
This is a small little napkin. They sort of hors d'oeuvres on. I mean, I probably wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was linen.
Yeah.
You know, so Franklin Graham told me, don't throw that napkin away.
Of course, he didn't tell you to put it in your pocket, but, you know.
No, he didn't. So I put it in my pocket, and I took it. So I have it even now. So if Secret Service wants to come after me, I guess I'm confessing to a crime there. But anyway, that was talking to Franklin Graham, I got a picture with him, and I said, my mama's going to be very – you're going to make my mama very happy.
Yeah.
With you, me getting a picture with you.
Oh, Franklin Graham.
So anyway, got a picture with Franklin Graham. Got into the room. And my table 8. The Marine Band, by the way, is playing in the foyer. This was incredible, you know. And these people are walking around, probably who are there to help facilitate everything and answer any questions, like what room is this? What's this picture? How old is that chandelier? All these things, historical things about the White House, these people who are walking around answering any questions you have.
Wow.
And they are decked. I don't know what branch of the military. They had the
Oh, these are military people doing
Well,
this.
They look like they are. They're decorated, and they got white. They're like Navy guys or something.
Yeah.
They got whites. But it was a Marine band in their full uniforms.
Yeah.
Playing, and I think Walker put a picture of that up on our Facebook page. I'm not sure, but. So they're walking. Of course, you got a, like I said, all these Christian leaders are there that people would recognize. David Jeremiah, talked to him, and of course he's been a friend of ours for a long time.
You had a picture of Daryl Strawberry.
Daryl Strawberry, the baseball player, the baseball great. Talked to him for a few minutes outside the White House. He has a ministry. He and his wife have some kind of ministry. He's been on our radio program before. But we hang out walking through the rooms, the red room, the green room, the yellow room, and the red room. Did I say red room?
You didn't.
Anyway, four rooms there, and then the foyer of the White House. So we're walking around there, you know. I saw the gentleman who's the head of Hobby Lobby. I've forgotten.
Green.
Mm-hmm. Is it what his first name?
David Green.
David. Anyway, I saw him, was there. A lot of folks like that, and then so we then went into the main dining hall, the dining room, which is it was set up like you would a state dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm table number eight, Ed.
Table number eight.
Found my place. They have a name. They have our name. I mean, you have a designated place to sit. It isn't.
Now, surely you kept that.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I kept that. That's legal, for sure.
Absolutely.
I don't know about the linen.
This needs to go along some kind of big picture frame or something.
Linen
with your invitation.
Down at the bottom of your picture.
Allison, my wife, she's going to make us one of those. So I'm there at table eight, and I sit down. This is before the president and the first lady came into the room. So we're going around the table, and I knew three or four of the folks at my table. No, I knew about it. To the right of me was Daryl, Daryl's African-American pastor from Cleveland. Daryl, what was his name? Anyway, I've forgotten his last name now for just a minute. And then Jerry Johnson, the president of National Religious Broadcasters. Yeah. These are the 10 people at my table, or the nine others beside me. And then Sarah Huckabee.
Sanders.
She's at my table like three away.
Wow.
I got a selfie. Well, she took it. So is that a selfie? I gave her my camera, and she took a picture of us.
Oh, well,
so is that a selfie?
She took a selfie on your phone, technically.
Okay, well, that's what it was. Okay.
So you didn't stand up and start saying, shame, shame, shame.
No, I didn't run her out of the restaurant either. We had dinner together.
That's cool, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yeah, she's
must be a very nice lady.
Very
also
nice.
From Arkansas.
Of course, smart as
can be. Of course, I've known her dad forever, you know, Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas. Just so I took us there. It is right there. I think Walker put that up on our Facebook page.
Oh, cool.
So I took a selfie, which I didn't take, of Sarah Huckabee. What's her
Sanders.
Name? Sanders. Mm-hmm. I always forget her last. That's her married name. So she's at my table. Talked to her. It was my table. I told him it was my table now, you know.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, who else was Gary Bauer.
Oh, yeah. Good
friend,
everybody
knows Gary, and then another gentleman from Tulsa or from Dallas, but I can't recall his name. And then I was talking to the lady sitting right beside me. I did not know her. She's from Houston, Texas, and she was some kind of ministry. I was not familiar with it, but she was introducing herself and everything. And then she had brought the Osteen sisters.
Joel Osteen's sisters?
Joel Osteen's sisters were sitting right beside. Were right to the left of me. And, of course, John, Joel's dad, mm-hmm. you know, was a famous television minister.
Right.
And I said, hey, I used to watch your daddy, you know, back in the 80s on, I guess it was CBN on Sunday night. He would have a show.
TBN. It might have been either one.
It's Joel Osteen's daddy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who I used to watch, but you could tell in their faces they had their, you know, their daddy and their mom. So, that was my table right there, table eight. So, I guess Abraham Hamilton III. Abe, you're going to – I'm going to keep going here. All right, so
– I think this is interesting,
okay,
by the
so
way.
Okay, so that's my table, table number eight, and I'm at the – but the table is next to the door. So the entrance door that we all came in. So the door opens. And of course, there's a red carpet there in the White House. So I knew that the president and the first lady are about to show up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I wait, and sure enough, after about a minute, they appear down the hall, standing there for just a minute, and then the president's holding her hand, the first lady, Melania, and they're like 20 yards away, and I said to myself, Tim, it's time to record this. Huh?
Right.
So, but I wanted to be discreet about it. I didn't want to, because my wife, Allison, she had already went over manners before I went to the White House. You know, she didn't want me embarrassing the family or anything like that.
That's so funny.
So
your
we
wife does that
she,
too.
Yes, yeah, my wife. Yes, she. We went over manners and what do's and don'ts. So I got my phone and I hit record because I could see the president.
Yeah.
And I put it down by my stomach.
Yeah.
With my left hand.
Fooling everybody.
Well, it was much more discreet. You can't just. You don't want to hold.
No,
you can't
I know.
Just hold the phone up in the president's face. Hey, how you doing? You know, talk to my friends back home. So I held my phone, you know, down by my waist.
By the way, you know how I knew
very discreet.
You were doing that discreetly because when you sent it out to leadership, I saw the videos. You see them, and I'm not giving anything away. You see them coming, and then eventually all you see is like the lower arm of the president.
Yes,
you know, you see his, you see high enough.
Yeah, well, that is a, you know. So what happened was you could hear "Hail to the Chief" started playing, you know, and and here comes the president and the first lady walking down. So I took a video of that. Hey, nobody told me don't take a video. Nobody at the White House said you can't show, you take videos and you can't show video. They had no restrictions whatsoever.
Right.
Huh? So
people take videos now.
You can't control that anymore.
Everywhere.
You got to assume if you're the president of the United States or that you're on
somebody's camera
all the time.
Yeah.
Right. You're being recorded or taped all the time. So anyway, I did record that and I put it up on our Today's Issues Facebook page. You can see that. So the president walks in and I was perfectly positioned. I mean, he stuck out his hand right there and shook my hand. And that's why the video, if you see, is sort of shaky right there. And he walks by, you know, and enters the room. And he's situated, obviously, in the middle of the room at a table. And he's on one end, and the first lady's on the other end of this table of, I think, again, about 8 or 10 people. And then the president gets up, and you can hear this recording. It's out there, available. I think we have it. Let's hear 1 minute. Mm-hmm. This is 1 minute of the president. This is his opening remarks to the group that I was a part of on Monday night.
And tonight we're joined by faith leaders from across the country who believe in the dignity of life, the glory of God, and the power of prayer. Everybody agree with that?
Yes.
If you didn't, we'd have a big story, wouldn't we? I want to say a special thank you to Paula White, Alveda King, Franklin Graham, Jerry Falwell, Daryl Scott, Robert Jeffress, Ralph Reed, Tony Perkins, Lester Warner, and everyone here tonight. So many great, great leaders, incredible leaders. I know you, I watch you, I see you. Yours are the words we want to hear. I also understand that tonight is the 58th wedding anniversary. So we have a very big wedding anniversary. Where is he? Dr. James and Shirley Dobson. Where are they?
That gives you a little taste of, maybe we can we put that whole video up at our Facebook page? Is that possible, Brent? So people can go and listen to that.
And that's going to be the whole speech?
Yeah. Anyway, that was from Monday night. Yeah, his whole talk. He gave about a 7 or 8 minute talk. It seems like maybe 10 minute talk. The president did, and basically he thanked everybody. He cited some people by name there, and he also went into the things that he had done, his administration had done, for the Christian community, the pro life, religious liberty, judges, those things. So, I mean, it was a dinner not only to thank Christian and to stay in touch with Christian leaders about things the Trump administration had done to follow through with their promises, because let's face it, if not for the Christian vote, President Trump would not have won.
And it makes a big difference when an administration does this as an outreach to the evangelical community, because as you noted, the Obama administration didn't do this.
No, and a lot of times, you know, politicians count on people to vote for them, and they forget you after you've been elected.
Right.
That's not true with President Trump.
Right.
He's still staying very much in tune with the Christian leaders in the Christian community. To his credit. Hey, we're going to take people's Facebook questions in just a moment. Go to Facebook and Today's Issues, and we'll take your questions. Thanks.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. You know, the very first day in Israel, when we're staying in Jerusalem, we go to the Mount of Olives. And it's there at the Mount of Olives we look out over the old city of Jerusalem. It's a spectacular sight. You've seen it in pictures before, but it's another thing to actually be there as we walk down from the Mount of Olives to the Garden of Gethsemane and we pray there. It's going to be a wonderful time with brothers and sisters from around the country visiting the Holy Land, the land of Jesus. If you want information on this March 14th through the 22nd tour, just call us and we'll send you a brochure. Call 1-800-FAMILIES, F-A-M-I-L-I-E-S, option 5, and leave us your name and your address and we'll mail you a brochure. Or if you want to simply go online at twholyland.com, everything's there, twholyland.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next. Since 1971, Liberty University's values have been defined by a commitment to excellence and a biblical worldview. Their mission of training champions for Christ has remained the foundation of everything they do. It's that mission that propels Liberty students to excellence in the classroom and beyond. More than 550 programs of study from undergrad to doctoral degrees, effectively preparing students to enter a competitive job market. Visit liberty.edu to learn more. That's liberty.edu. The other day, President Trump invited a group of evangelical leaders to eat supper at the White House, but a group of so-called progressive Christians took great offense, suggesting that people like Southern Baptist Convention President J.D. Greer and Christian psychologist James Dobson committed an egregious sin by scarfing down barbecue meatballs at the White House. What exactly were the religious leaders supposed to do? Rebuke the president? President Trump made a list of promises to American Christians. He promised to protect the unborn. He promised to defend religious liberty. And so far, he has delivered on those promises. So I'm honored that President Trump saw fit to invite my denomination's leaders to dine at the White House. It was a gracious act of hospitality. And by the way, it was one that President Obama never extended to evangelical leaders. I'm Todd Starnes.
This is Today's Issues. Email your comments to comments@afr.net. Past broadcasts of Today's Issues are available for listening and viewing in the archive at afr.net. Now, back to more of Today's Issues.
Hey, welcome back to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim Wildman here with Ed Battagliano. Walker Wildman's down in the studio. Did you get through with your very important phone call?
Yeah, I got the pizza ordered. It'll be ready after the show.
Good. Important's a relative word, isn't it, Ed?
Did you get the crazy bread?
I got to tell you, your kids, yeah. Of course, they are far more than competent. They are exceptional, but they have your sense of humor. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, put three of us together, though.
Yeah.
Me and my two sons, and it's people.
And
know.
Riley. Riley's and good sense.
Well, you have to be able to hang.
Yeah.
Or you'll be left behind.
You'll be left behind.
Yeah. Chris Woodward is here. We don't know why exactly, because Chris is he's a wonderful representative from the American Family Radio News, but he hasn't had to say anything this morning.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you. We're paying him per word. Anyway, Abraham Hamilton III. Abe, good morning to you,
good
sir.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Thank you. Abe's the host of Hamilton Corner, and he's also our general counsel here at American Family Association and public policy analyst. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are we going to do now, Walker?
Yeah, we're going to take Facebook questions and hopefully try to answer some of those questions. So if you want to submit your question, just log into our Today's Issues Facebook page.
Are we ready to go?
Click on the live stream and enter your question there.
Excuse me for interrupting. So go ahead, son.
Well, you want me to go to the first question?
Yeah, just tell them what they need to do again.
Yeah, they go to our Facebook page, and if you click on the live stream video, you can, on the comments section, you can type in your question that you have for us, and we'll try to get to as many as we can. Was that a good explanation?
Let's go. Somebody give us some. Ed, what do we have?
All right. Here's the first question from Becky. This will be directed towards Abe.
Let Chris talk.
I just got here.
Chris can weigh in.
Okay. No,
can any charges be brought against Mueller for being biased against President Trump or for any other reason? Question mark.
He won't be able to be charged for bias. I mean, there are no criminal statutes that criminalize bias. But what can be revealed is the results of his investigation. And if they do not include anything pertaining to collusion during the election, I think the entirety of the investigation and its appointment as special counsel can be called into question. But prosecutors have a certain level of immunity from things that have happened in the scope of their prosecutorial functions. And him being allowed to traverse beyond the scope of his special counsel appointment is something that the Department of Justice would have to regulate in-house.
Can I just follow up on that? Let me just ask you this. Let's say this investigation gets done and, you know, whatever Mueller says about Trump and the whole thing. If, let's say, more and more keeps coming out about Fusion GPS and the connection with the Hillary campaign, Hillary Clinton campaign, mm-hmm. paying for the dossier, all that is ignored.
Yeah.
Does that kind of thing taint an investigation too, when it becomes clear that this was just, when it becomes clear, I think, that this is a witch hunt?
Sure. And when you say taint, what do you mean specifically?
Well, I mean, the fact that it's one thing not to find collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. They spent all this money and all this time doing that. But then if at the same time they ignore possible collusion on the part of the Hillary Clinton campaign with the Russians.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems to me that would also be a big part of how the American people finally characterize the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be up to the American people to weigh in that particular measure. I mean, it was just reported yesterday that the Chinese, with Hillary Clinton's basement server, the Chinese were able to hack her server, put a code in that allowed them to get copies of every incoming and outgoing email. So everything.
So the Secretary of
everything State. That right. the United States Secretary of State received into her email and sent out, a courtesy copy was sent to our good friends over in China.
Yeah. I don't want to get wound up about that again. All right.
All right. Next question from Kelly. Kelly asked the question to my dad, Tim, about what's the when did today's issue start? How long has it been going on? And what's kind of the history behind the show, Today's Issues?
I want to say we started, AFR started in 91. So I'm thinking the Today's Issues program started around that time, 92 maybe, right in there. And it started out as a 30-minute, three-day-a-week program with Marvin Sanders, the late Marvin Sanders. Marvin passed cancer about four or five years ago. I've forgotten exactly when. Great guy, Marvin. Marvin was a highly intelligent guy. I
mean, that guy was brilliant.
He made me look good. You know, I just deferred to Marvin, much like Bert does to Alex in the afternoon. You know, just Marvin, go ahead and answer that one. Marvin, he was a brilliant guy. But anyway, that's how we started. And I remember us talking about going from half an hour to a full hour, and then 5 days a week. And Marvin and I said, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Huh? I don't know if we're going to be able to pull this off or not.
Yeah.
An hour a day? For 5 days a week,
right?
Huh? But ultimately, you know, now we're an hour and a half. That's Today's Issue started then, so it's probably the longest lasting show on the network.
Is it older than AFA Report? Wasn't that the flagship show?
You're right, Chris. That was about the same time. They were probably both shows started.
AFA Report was your dad's.
That was my dad's show.
Different studio.
With Pat Truman.
Noon, right?
3 years. Yep.
12 o'clock.
It was like noon to 12:30.
Yep. So we've been, AFR started in 91. It would have been right about in there that we started Today's Issues.
All right. Next question is from Carolyn, and this can be directed towards Chris Woodward. Do you think that the Democrats will take back control of the House of Representatives?
Chris Woodward, of course, is our... It was our news guy here. Chris?
You know, a lot can happen between now and November.
No.
No one has a crystal ball. They have a good chance, but we continue to see Trump candidates do well in primaries despite a questionable turnout, mm-hmm. arguably a low turnout amongst Republicans in the so-called Trump base. They have a shot, but it's not a guarantee. Mm-hmm. And as with the case with any political party, it all depends on who shows up in November. And again, what happens between now and November, especially with a lot of far-left conservative or far-left Democrats, Bernie Sanders progressives winning races, that might fuel people's decisions to go out and vote. But again, that's a decision they have to make on their own, and they'll do that in November.
And I want to second the turnout question, because one of the things we haven't been able to talk about today, because Chris hasn't really said anything during the first half hour.
No, but he did right there, and it was very astute.
Yes, the turnout, I think, is going to create some surprises. We saw this in Florida mm-hmm. with the Tallahassee right. mayor, Andrew Gillum. beating the Democratic establishment candidate, Graham. Excuse me.
For what, governor?
That was yes. totally unexpected.
It was.
She was, I think you said, Walker,
15
she was
points
way
ahead.
Up ahead in the polls.
And she had $40 million.
Yeah. Now, whether or not he could carry the entire state is the
right.
big issue. You're one
No, I'm
mayor.
Just saying, though, that mm-hmm. the turnout
oh, sure.
can surprise pollsters
yes.
because Graham was 15 points ahead, and yet turnout put Gillum over
2016
the top.
Is a good example. Mm-hmm. All the polls
shocker.
Said Hillary was a shoe-in. We were just waiting on the formalities to be finished, and then everybody and their brother showed out to vote, and it
right.
was not Russian bots or Chinese mm-hmm. hackers.
Yeah,
people
right.
made a decision.
One question relating from Carla relating to my dad's visit to the White House 2 days ago is Carla asked the question, Tim, when you were at the White House dinner, what was your feeling and thoughts about President Trump and his, i.e., sincerity? Do you think he's genuine, sincere when he gives speeches like he did the other night?
Yes. Yes, I do. President Trump, the reason I was, you know, he's not one to hide his, he doesn't put on very well to
right.
me. He pretty well, what you see is what you get in terms of how he feels about things. And so I believe he's a very sincere person when he's talking to the people in that room. at one point he said, well, I'm paraphrasing now. Now, this is risky to paraphrase Donald Trump. But he said, well, I guess I should be embarrassed, but I'm not embarrassed about asking you guys to keep supporting me or something or another. But what did he say? He said, but I'm not, because I've done a lot for you people. Basically, that's what he said. And then he went into the things that he had done, mm-hmm. the pro-life, the religious liberty, the judges.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the Johnson Amendment. That's a favorite of his. He,
yeah.
He,
that's the reason how we get fell.
Yeah, that's – anyway, that's – anyway. But the judges, he knew exactly how many judges mm-hmm. he had appointed, because somebody asked him that from the podium. What happened was, in the middle of the evening, and we were there about an hour and a half total, in the dining hall, President Trump goes, hey, I want y'all to get up here and talk. Talking about, he didn't say y'all. New,
yeah.
York, mm-hmm. New Yorkers don't typically say y'all.
Use guys.
But he said, I want you all in this room to be able to get up here and say what you want to say or whatever. So he sat down, and then about 15 or so people got up and from around the room, came up one by one and said things and mm-hmm. talked about things. So that was very interesting. But to answer your question succinctly, yes, I believe he's sincere. And the thing about being the president and his policies that he promised to the Christian community when he ran for office, you can track.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there, right?
Yeah.
Huh? It isn't something you can hide, whether or not you've done things you promised
right.
to do or not as president. So, yes, I think he's very sincere.
All right, next question from Olga. We'll let see if Abe can take a jab at this. Olga asked the question, can you guys give some more information regarding the deal with Mexico that would replace NAFTA? that obviously broke news yesterday.
Yeah, they haven't released a lot of the details of the deal yet, other than the fact that they've announced that they have reached an agreement. So surely, as we get more information on all across the AFR networks, we'll go into some of the details concerning the deal. But I think one of the things that is remarkable, in spite of a lot of the mainstream media reports and things of that nature, and even the barbs between President Trump and the Mexican leaders, the former president and current president, that it shows that there is an amicable working relationship between President Trump and the Mexican president. And I think that his desire to aid American workers is being brought to bear, in spite of the popular wisdom in saying that you need to have some type of trilateral agreement between Mexico and Canada. President Trump is proving all of that wrong in negotiating a deal directly with Mexico.
You're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. We are doing something we did last week. We found it very popular with our listeners, so we're doing it again this week. This half hour, we're fielding questions directly from our folks off of our Facebook page. So if you want to ask a question, go to Today's Issues and type in Facebook, or Facebook and type in Today's Issues, rather. And you can watch the show live there, and you can also interact with many other listeners. Walker also posts the pictures and videos that I took from my visit to the White House on Monday night, together with about 100 other Christian leaders that were at the White House to hear from the president. And it was a wonderful evening. Who knows? For me, probably a once-in-a-lifetime event, and I was very honored to attend and appreciate the invitation. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. Ed Walker is there with me, with Chris and Abe, and I'm Tim. Go ahead, Walker.
Yeah, Kevin, and I'll answer this one. Kevin asked the question. He said, Walker, this is a funny one. Walker, does your dad ever get your goat while on the show and you have to let him know about it later? And I get, does get your goat mean like?
It means get under your skin.
Get under your
another
skin.
Another metaphor. Bother you.
Well, Kevin, here's the thing.
Be careful, because
it's twofold here.
You're not financially secure yet. you still need me every once in a while.
Yeah, twofold. First, Tim's my dad. That's one thing. Secondly, he's my boss. So if he ever were to get my goat, so to speak, then I definitely wouldn't let him know about it.
Right.
So anyways, hope that answers.
He says right.
Yeah. Well, you do have a little more latitude when you're family to.
Yeah.
Well, but, and he does his mom and his grandmother that probably stick up for him.
Yeah, that was probably sad with him.
Walker is the baby, too, so he gets the.
All right, next question.
Yeah, next
That's
question
kind of
is
personal with your family questions.
one of the listeners, Bill, asked the question: are car prices going up? And what he's talking about there is this new deal with Mexico, and one of the clauses that is proposed to be added to it is that the U.S. and Mexico, the car manufacturers in those companies, would now need to get up to 70% of their car parts, such as steel, aluminum, etc., they would need to get up to 70% from North America, from the U.S. and Mexico. And so that's a really good question. I guess we'll have to just see what the final language is and whether that affects the car prices.
Is this an act? Is this a treaty or a law that's got to be passed in Congress?
It has to be approved by the Senate.
It would be a treaty. It would have to be approved by the Senate once they.
Is it NAFTA 2? What is this?
No, President Trump explicitly said we're not calling it NAFTA 2. It's the U.S. Mexico Trade Agreement, is what he's referring
to. Was that ratified by the Senate?
Yes, the North American Free Trade Agreement. Yeah.
Well, you know what? President Trump has advocated here during his campaign, as I understand it, is basically one on one. Trade agreements with countries. He doesn't like these multi-conglomerate deals.
That's the way it used to be.
Yeah.
Huh? You have to negotiate with countries on an individual basis.
That's what he's doing here with Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
But he's dealing with this socialist president down there now, right? The new guy? Is that who he's talking about?
Yes.
But evidently they're getting along.
So far.
I mean, there are things in that deal that benefit Mexico.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's got a reason to come to the table.
Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, next question. This is for you, Dad. Scott said, does Tim think the St. Louis Cardinals will make the playoffs this year?
Oh, that's a very good question.
They're playing lights out.
I was talking with the president about this the other night during dinner. He didn't know, quite frankly, much about the playoff situation in the National League Central Division. So I had him there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had him there. I do think the Cardinals, they've come back from the dead. They were like 8 games behind.
Got rid of their manager. Changed.
Yeah, great guy, though, Mike Matheny. But they did let him go. Wasn't
winning. They've played the best since the All-Star break.
So we'll see. St. Louis Cardinals
make
the playoffs. I say yes.
All right. Danny wants to know of Ed, how did you get involved with AFA?
With AFA. Okay, well, I've been in the gospel ministry since 1982, and I knew Tim from years ago. I lived here in Tupelo for about 6.5 years, was working with a church, and then we moved off and moved back to Mississippi, down in central Mississippi. I knew J.J. Randall Murphy, the editor of the AFA Journal, J.J. Jasper I'm talking about, had met Brother Don. And so anyway, I crossed paths with J.J. down in central Mississippi. He was doing he had a speaking engagement, and he called me up. He said, "I'll be in your area. Let's have lunch." And so he was, the next week, he was walking down the hallway and stopped Tim and said, "Hey, guess who I ran into? Ed Vitagliano." And I was also writing for a newspaper down in Scott County, Mississippi. And Tim said, "Well, what's he doing?" And they were looking for a writer for the AFA Journal. Mm-hmm. And so they asked me if I wanted to come and write for the journal, and I said yes. And then during my first year writing for the journal, Brother Don called me into his office, and he said, because I'd never done any radio, and he called me into his office, and he said, "Hey, we're doing this radio news on American Family Radio, you know, little 5-minute news broadcast like we still have." He said, "You don't sound like you're from anywhere." Talking about my accent. And he said, "How would you like to switch over to the radio department?" And I said, "Well, I said, to be honest, Brother Don, I like what I'm doing. I've never done radio, so I'd rather not." And he said, "What if I said I thought it was the best thing for the ministry?" And I said, "Well, sir, in that case, okay, that's I'll do whatever you want me to do." And eventually I went back to the journal, but stuck with radio. And so that's how I was never comfortable with radio for a very, very long time.
How long have you been doing Today's Issues since Marvin passed?
Yeah, I guess.
You filled in some even when
when
Marvin was alive, because Marvin and I would be out of town.
Yeah.
And Ed would fill in for one of the other.
So that's why I got on radio, because I didn't sound like I was from anywhere.
Is that a compliment? Or?
Well, I think he didn't want to sound
regional.
He didn't want it to sound like it was Southern news only.
That is something I'm subconscious about. I don't want our listeners, of which we're thankful for, in, let's say, Michigan and Minnesota, Ohio, to think, "Who's this guy?" You know, I mean, I'm from Monroe County. I'm from right down the road.
When I get excited, I do go back to Pac and the Cob. By how
I do.
You know, I will. You'll catch some of that bleeding in from Boston. But
I don't think people care as long as it's not fake news.
Yes,
that's right.
We're
going to go to Brennan. His question. He said, "We'll let Abe answer this one. The tariffs in China, a lot of it is based around intellectual property. What is intellectual property, and what are we trying to accomplish there?"
Intellectual property, to try to just explain it simply, is the property that is created based on people's mental capacity. So, for example, the ideas surrounding iPhones, the ideas surrounding certain internet products or internet websites, things of that nature, included in intellectual property, would even be the songs written by people, the things that they come up with through their capacity to reason, capacity to think. So that would be the intellectual property. So when you hear President Trump talking about the Chinese stealing intellectual property, he's talking about the ideas that result in products down the line, and even some of the ideas that result in, you know, different algorithms or different inventions and things of that.
Well, and it's an open secret that the Chinese have been stealing stuff
for years,
for decades.
Yes.
That's how they have caught up militarily to the West. They just stole military secrets, and I'm not saying that
they don't have to steal from Hillary Clinton.
No, they got a courtesy copy of her emails.
In real time, Sandy said this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. No, literally real time. If Tim Wildman were to send an email to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Chinese would have a copy of that email.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they were getting her emails from her server that she was using, her private server, that people warned about.
Yes.
And she was Secretary of State. And, you know, if you want to investigate something, Mr. Mueller, why don't you go for that one? That seems far more likely to get a guilty when you got that kind of evidence.
And along the lines of intellectual property, correct me if I'm wrong, Abe, but another thing that's been happening is on these college campuses and where a lot of this research is being done for new innovative ideas on technology, medicine, etc. The Chinese have had plants, have had basically spies in a sense. On these college campuses where U.S. tax dollars are being millions and probably billions are being put towards research to help America and her economy, and then the Chinese are maybe students there or whatever, or professors, and they're shipping this stuff over to China and using it.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and that's what they were, spies. And that all falls within the category of intellectual property, the ideas, the designs for things, all of those things are the products of the innovation of American ingenuity.
Right.
Mentally, it fall within the category of intellectual property.
All right. Let's see. Wilma wants us to talk about the importance of going to the polls during the midterms and how it is a privilege to vote. I would just say absolutely, it is a privilege to vote. It is important to go to the polls. And as we can all attest here, the primaries essentially are the most important elections, because when you have in November, when you have a Republican and a Democrat on the ballot, a few months earlier, the Republican Party or the Democrat Party voters picked which Republican they would have represent them on the November election. So it's very important to go out in the primary, and of course, it's always important to also go out during the midterms.
And they can go to our iVoter guide. Mm-hmm. AFA Action has put this out, and it's a very in-depth, credible help in determining who you might vote for in November.
Where do you go for that?
Well, you can go to AFA.net if you want to access it that way, or AFAaction.net.
And type in what?
Well, I think on afaaction.net, it's just right there on the front.
It's on the front page.
On the front page.
Yeah, and I'd underscore that the midterms are critically important because, as Chris alluded to earlier, turnout is often lower, much lower, in midterm elections. And so the significance of the vote is heightened because you have a few thousand votes, a few hundred votes in some instances, that determine who will fill these seats. And the House of Representatives and the Senate literally are up for turning, depending on how the turnout is in this midterm election in November.
Yeah, historically, the party that's not in the White House gains during a midterm election. By midterm, we mean between presidential election cycles, which is obviously every 4 years. Whether that happens or not, the Republicans have a 40 vote margin right now, something like that?
In the House?
Yeah.
I think it's between 35 and 40.
Yeah, something like
that. That's not a lot.
No.
That's not a lot. So, we're watching to see whether or not the Republicans can hang on to the House of Representatives and perhaps make gains in the Senate. The Republicans, I think if the Republicans don't make gains of 2, 3, 4, it'll be a major disappointment from them. So they would like to, the Republicans, that is, stretch their margin in the United States Senate. But the House, very much in play. And if the Democrats get control of the House of Representatives, then you'll begin to hear talk about him, them trying to impeach President Trump. Although Jimmy Carter, the former president, yesterday said that was a bad idea for Democrats. They should not try to do that. We will be back in 5 minutes with more of today's issues on American Family Radio. Thanks for everybody, their questions on Facebook.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.